Station, and welcome to James R. Hallford Stadium here in Clarkston, Georgia. Where's Clarkston, Georgia? Head north to Atlanta and turn right and go about 20 miles, and you're here at a place that, well, Viking fans are familiar with. I'm Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines, and Taylor Biddletime right here between us, keeping us up to date with all the stats and all the drives. Big, big game now. First round playoff game tonight between our Lowndes High Vikings and the my mind just went completely.
Stevenson Jaguars.
I don't know. I keep thinking Southwest DeKalb because we're here in DeKalb County. And right off the bat, we're going to go down on the sidelines to Marty Rogers, and because Marty's been down there taking a look. Tell us what the weather's like down there, what the field feels like, and what their team looks like, Marty.
Guys, I got to say it's nice and cool out here tonight. Ought to see if that's going to have any bearing on this game. We haven't played too many games where it was real cold, but it is quite cool down here. This field is it is turf, but it's much different than our turf, and it doesn't have near the traction that we have at home. So keep an eye on that tonight. Let's see if we can keep our footing. It is a little slippery out here. But other than that, of course, it's a great stadium, great atmosphere. Looking at Stevenson come out, they warming up. They, as we have heard, and as we said, they definitely have a lot of athletes on this field and quite a few of them.
Well, I know it's going to be a great football game. Like I said, it's a first-round matchup. Everybody else played last night except for Warner Robins. They're playing tonight, and they're the only two games being played in the state, and this is one of them, so everybody's eyes will be especially on this because this is a premier first-round matchup game because Grayson beat Collins Hill last night, and the winner of this game will play Grayson, and boy, what a second-round matchup is, but no need to talk about that till we get through with this game here. Big, big game. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, it's going to be Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne, and Taylor Biddletime as they bring you the preview of the first half of this big first-round matchup game. Take a five-minute break. We'll be right back after this. You are listening to Lowndes High Football on the Lowndes High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country.
Welcome back to Clarkston, Georgia, and Hallford Stadium as the Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on the Stevenson Jaguars. This is, and you are listening to, the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. High atop Hallford Stadium, and we are. This is the only thing I can give you a liken to is McConnell Talbert in Warner Robins at how high up into the air and over the edge that we are as we look down onto the field. A great vantage point to see a game, don't you think, Taylor?
Yeah, it's real good stadium for viewing, but not necessarily good stadium for broadcasting with a sideline reporter. Marty is going to be down on the field with us tonight, and he will be giving us some better vantage point down there on the field. The field looks good, like you said earlier, and it should be a good night for football.
Yeah, it really should. I'm looking forward to a great night here at Hallford Stadium. Of course, Stevenson, and we'll talk a little bit about them as the evening goes on, but this is a team full of college prospects. I think the number is somewhere around 22 or maybe the number 17 out of 22 seniors are verbally committed to play college football, and most of them at the Division I level. I know we've got a list here with some of the guys and where they'll be going to. And as we said, Marty's down there about the 50-yard line looking at Stevenson as they're warming up. Are they as good as build, Marty?
Guys, they are definitely look very athletic. They're huge. That's one thing that kind of stood out to me when they first took the field. They are definitely big. Even their quarterback, I think he's listed as 6'2", 175, but he's every bit of 6'2". Very long-armed kid. They definitely look athletic. They definitely look every bit as build, you know, that they are. Of course, the big news and the big question mark coming in tonight, and I'll just tell you right now, I'm watching him go through warm-ups. His number 28 is Mike Davis going through warm-ups as we speak. He didn't come out initially with the team, but he is in uniform and he is on the field.
Yeah, that one, of course, if you read in some of the articles throughout the week, that there was a question, would he be available? They had said that maybe couldn't even hardly walk on Wednesday and Thursday due to a deep thigh contusion or a thigh bruise. But, yeah, we saw him, even from our point up here, out there on the field. He didn't seem to have any kind of limp or anything in his walk, but I think their coach even said, even if the guy's at 50%, we got to put him on the field. He is that good a football player. I mean, I think he's had so far this year about 1,750 yards on the ground. Give you an idea, comparatively, the Lowndes High Vikings as a team have around 2,500 yards of total offense on the ground, while this young man, Mike Davis, has 1,750 yards all by himself. He is most of the offense for this team. They've got some running backs that are coming in behind him. We'll talk a little more about them and T.J. Moon and some others. But when you look at it, this guy, Mike Davis, is the guy who carries the load, isn't he, Taylor?
That's right, Bill. He leads DeKalb County in rushing, 158 total rushes, 1,500 yards, 19 touchdowns. He's averaging 10 yards per carry. And anytime you got somebody in a bruising wing tee that's averaging 10 yards per carry, that could make for a long night if you're not playing sound defense up front on the defensive line. And we will get into that a little bit later on our impact players. Bill, just wanted to kind of go over some of the colleges that Stevenson has been either committed to. Some of them are undecided. We've got a few South Carolinas, Kentucky's, FAU, Miami's. Of course, Mike Davis is committed to Florida. We got a Vandy, and we got a Syracuse, a Memphis, and a Virginia Tech.
Wow, that is just something else for these guys to have this many athletes, and they've been doing this for a number of years. The Ball kids.
Marcus and Reggie.
Reggie Ball was the quarterback at Georgia Tech. Marcus Ball had gone on to play at Florida State and then went on to Memphis State. And I believe there's another Ball on this team now, and I believe he is going to be heading to, or maybe that was last year, that he had committed and gone to Memphis State. So this team right here, Stevenson, just regularly, year after year after year, continues to put out top-quality athletes and put them down at the college level, and have been very, very successful. We've faced this team twice in the last several years. Of course, in 2005, I think that was the third round of the playoffs at our place, and won that game very handily. But then we met them again in 2007 in the semifinals in the Georgia Dome in a very hard-fought football game, 14-0. The Vikings won that ball game, but. Just a phenomenal football team, and if you give them an inch, they're going to take every bit of that yard that you give them.
Yeah, you got to be disciplined against this team because they've got the athletes. We can't get away with maybe lobbing one up for a pass deep or a try.
Go ahead.
Lost my train of thought there. Sorry about that. Trying not to throw it up or try to get undisciplined because they've got the athletes that can make up for maybe where teams may not have been able to make up in the past.
Yeah, these guys run with a lot of power. They're a wing tee team. They're going to run the ball. They don't pass very much. Their quarterback is only thrown about 23 times on the season, I believe his numbers right here. He's 23 of 63 for 483 yards, only 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. So he's very smart when he does throw the ball, but not a lot of offensive production from the air. These guys put it on the ground in that wing tee. And they not only do they have speed, they're very, very strong. And that's one of the things our defensive line is going to have to step up and be able to make tackles to stop these runs from just picking up all these little extra yards. Because this is a team that, like I said, they'll get hit. Their yards after their initial contact is what's really going to make a difference in this football game.
Yeah, we're going to have to make tackles on the first contact. We're not going to be able to give up yards after contact. This team is one of those that is going to pound you and pound you and pound you and pound you. And they also have the ability to make the big play even out of the wing tee. And we're going to have to be well-disciplined tonight, both offensively and defensively. And I think one of the keys to the game, Bill, is going to be keeping their offense off the field.
Yeah, it really will. I think our offense, we've been able to strike quickly a lot of times this year, but we're going to need to get out there on the field, continue to drive, and chew up some clock, as you say, keep their offense off of the field. This is a team that even in a loss last week to ML King, it was 50-49. That is a lot of offensive production. Stevenson had jumped out in that game against ML King, looked like they were going to just run away with it. ML King comes back. Even at the very end of the game, Stevenson gets a touchdown with 16 seconds left. Think they have it in the bag and have to kick off. And in that kickoff, that's run back for a touchdown. And ML King takes a 50-49 ball game last week. And that was their region, for their region championship, as ML King took the region championship and hosted their game last night against our Coffee High Trojans. and then Stevenson tonight on Saturday night hosting the Lowndes High Vikings.
One of the keys for the game, I think, too, Bill, is going to be turnovers and special teams. We've got to not turn the ball over. We've done a good job the last 2 weeks not turning the ball over and making the other team turn the ball over. A couple times against Tift, I believe. We took advantage of those. And in the last 2 weeks, you've been saying it since day one, we've got to finish. And we've done that the last 2 weeks. We've got to continue over. I think we're going to be pretty healthy. From all accounts, I know the 2 weeks off, I think we have some bangs and bruises, but we're back healthy with some of those players. And we've had some time to get ready for this team. And it's win or go home. And, you know, just like last week when our back was to the wall, it was win or go home, and we did it. So, you know, I think they're going to come out, and they're going to be ready to play. Looks like Marty might have coach down the field.
Do I got Coach Gartrell here with me. And, first of all, Coach, appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Obviously, it's first round of the playoffs. Great night for football. Tell us, Coach, you know, you've had a great year. You finished second seed, getting to host the playoff. You know, talk to us a little bit about your season and how you've gotten to this point.
Well, we've had a good season. We kind of slipped up last week against a very good team, and it doesn't help anything to come back the next week, this week, and play a team like Lowndes. So, you know, playoffs give you an idea of what kind of season you have. But, you know, we're not going to let this worry us. We're going to go out and try to play the best game we can play tonight.
Coach, obviously you started out 9-0, won all your games by an average of 22 points. You mentioned the slip-up last week. It was a very tough, hard-fought, exciting ball game from what I hear. How have your kids responded this week from that and going into practice and looking forward into the, you know, because you got to turn around and start the playoffs the very next week.
Right. Well, we're worried about how our kids are going to play tonight. You know, we had a pretty good week of practice, but until you come back out here the very next week and they get out there and start running around and hitting people, you won't know how they're going to react. So hopefully we'll get a positive reaction out of them this week.
Coach, of course, it's hard to pick just a few players to talk about. You've got so many kids that are very talented, but, of course, you know, looking offensively, you're led by your running back, number 28, Mike Davis. Been some talk this week about his health. How is he? Is he going to be able to go tonight? And, you know, what can we expect to see out of him tonight?
Well, we're going to try to let him go. He hadn't had any days of practice this week. He's been in therapy all week. You know, he had a pull thigh bruise, very deep thigh bruise there against MLK last week. So hopefully he's ready to go tonight.
Well, obviously Mike's your star there, and he's your leading rusher. But, you know, outside of Mike, if for some reason he's not able to go, I know you got T.J. Moon and several other weapons. Who are some other kids that we ought to keep an eye on tonight and some kids that are going to have to step up if he can't go?
Well, T.J. Moon's going to have to step up, and Pernell Whitehead, one of our other running backs. Well, you know, if we have to, we'll throw the ball a little bit, and we just, you know, this is a do-or-die situation, so you can't hold anything back. So if we have to throw the kitchen sink at them, that's what we'll do.
Well, Coach, obviously defensively you're led by several players over there. Of course, number 22, Raphael Kirby, your linebacker, committed to Miami. Also, a couple defensive linemen, and Jafar Mann and Jerontae Jones, who are getting a lot of attention. You know, talk to us a little bit about those guys and talk to us a little bit about your defense. You know, what do you plan to do tonight to try to keep Lowndes off the field?
Well, first of all, we've iced the field down, so they won't be able to cut like they usually do. So, you know, hopefully the turf will help us out a little bit. But joking aside, our defense has played pretty good all season. We've been giving up some big plays, but if we feel like if we can make them work to score points, and we got a chance. And you know, they're a well-coached team, and everybody knows that. You know, they're playoff, I guess you can say, season. So they're used to this, and this is where they want to be, and they've been used to being here. So I don't know. Defensively, you know, we just got to step up and play.
Well, Coach, obviously tonight it's huge to get to host a playoff game. You earned that this year with your great play on the field. How big is it to be able to host a first-round playoffs and be at home and get to play in your home stadium?
Well, you know, for us, it hadn't helped much. We've won one game in the last 4 years in terms of opening playoff games, so I don't think any home field had anything to do with it. It's just, you know, who's playing best at that time, and, you know, we're coming off a loss, and I think they're coming off a win, so you know, we'll see where it goes. Well, I got to get to the team right now.
Coach, we appreciate your time very much. Good luck. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Want to thank Marty and Coach from Stevenson for their words. Great to hear him say, yeah, that, you know what, we're going to put him on the field. This is a guy, Mike Davis, we talked about him a few minutes ago. This is a guy that they're going to put him on the field. Even if he's only 50, 60%, even 80%, he is a phenomenal running back. This is a guy that we're definitely going to key on, and I don't think I'm stealing anybody's thunder. And when we talk about an impact player, that's going to be a guy that we'll talk a little bit more about. But great football player.
Yeah, Bill, you mentioned that Mike Davis is going to be an impact player, but just looking down the list, and not to jump over anybody here, but there are other running backs that Coach mentioned. T.J. Moon, 94 carries, 591 yards, 6 TDs. He's averaging 6.3 per carry. Pernell Whitehead, which Coach also mentioned, 52 carries for 348 yards, 2 TDs. He's averaging 6.7. So you've got three running backs that are averaging 6.7, 6.3, and 10 yards per carry. We're going to have to be disciplined inside the box tonight and make tackles on that first contact to keep this deadly Stevenson offense off the field.
Yeah, we really are. And I look down on the field, a lot of the players coming over to talk to Marty. And I know we don't have a chance and really don't want to talk to them before a game. We'll get an opportunity. Be sure and stick with us after tonight's ball game. We try and get a couple words in with a few of the players. I'm looking down, I don't know, Marty, how close are you to maybe getting Coach McPherson on the air, or do we want to wait a few minutes on that?
I guess I'm going to wait a few minutes. He stepped away from me.
We lost Marty just a little bit there. Unfortunately, when you turn your back, Marty, and keep walking, it kind of throws us off. But he's going to get Coach McPherson in just a little while. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. When we come back, we should have an interview with Coach McPherson and have some more information for you right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to Clarkston, Georgia. And if you don't know where that is, it's kind of Stone Mountain area, DeKalb County, Atlanta. For everybody else, when we talk about where are you going this weekend, we're going to Atlanta. And I know if you live up here, you're from Marietta originally. It's still Atlanta is a big, big place, but everything has got its own little area of interest and its own little town. Marietta is its own town, and this Clarkston's its own town as well.
Absolutely, this area is rich with talent, rich with athletes, and Southwest DeKalb, Tucker, ML King, Stevenson. That's kind of a subset of downtown Atlanta, a little hotbed of athletes that every year they get top recruits. And I don't expect anything less. Coach mentioned that they've struggled in the playoffs, and we can't overlook that with anything and think that they're going to struggle here tonight. We've got to come out and play solid football and be very disciplined.
Yeah, we really do. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. Remind all our fans, you can always keep up with the Vikings at www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll give you all our updates and stats and so forth anytime you need them. There's always on the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com. Taylor, let's talk just a minute about kind of the brackets in the playoffs here so far. Of course, we're the last game in 5A to be played tonight.
Yeah, like we said, there's two schools in 5A that play in this stadium, ML King last night and, again, us tonight with Stevenson. Just looking across the top quadrant, Camden County was victorious. Marietta High School was victorious. North Gwinnett's got a big matchup against Colquitt County. They will be at home next week. Again, the winner of this game will get Grayson at Grayson. Hillgrove was successful over Beach last week. They will be facing West Forsyth in round two. Moving over to the top right quadrant, Lassiter was victorious over Alpharetta, the number one seed there. McEachern, we're very familiar with McEachern. They beat Benedictine. They will be hosting Lassiter next week. ML King over Coffey, they're going to be facing Brookwood. Brookwood comes in after an overtime victory over Peachtree Ridge. Again, we're very familiar with those teams. Noonan over Valdosta, heartbreaker last night for the Wildcats. Noonan will be facing Tecula, and in the very bottom bracket, Walton will be at home against South Cobb. So there's a look at what the first round matchups were this week, and moving on to the second round next week.
Yeah, I want to thank GeorgiaPrepCountry.com. That's where we get these brackets from, along with the GHSA. We've got a link on our website where you can always go to this particular bracket for the 5A throughout the playoffs. But again, thank you to GeorgiaPrepCountry.com. They've got everything you need for high school football along with the GHSA right here in Georgia. And a lot of games last night, as I looked down the bracket, of course, Colquitt victorious, and Coffey in a real heartbreaker, losing that one to ML King. But Valdosta also, and I think that's a big surprise to a lot of people. Now, one of the things, though, and when I saw the matchup, I remembered back during baseball season, the Vikings went to Noonan, and that's where the Vikings baseball season ended in the playoffs against the Noonan High Cougars. Well, that particular day was one of their days of spring football practice, and the way their campus is configured, their football players went right by the baseball field and down into their football field to conduct spring practice. And I was very impressed. I watched some of their spring practice. I watched some of their players. Very talented group of players just from that particular time back in May as I was looking at those kids. And obviously they had that translate into their season this year and came to Valdosta and really pulled an upset over the Valdosta Wildcats. And I know that we wish the best to the Valdosta Wildcats. Sorry to see them leave the playoffs so soon. Hopefully for Valdosta, Georgia, we'll be able to continue in the playoffs and keep that tradition going in the Valdosta Lowndes area. Want to say congratulations also to Valwood. Valwood, of course, victorious in their first round of the playoffs. Very good team, the Valwood Valiants this year. So that's somebody to keep up with into the playoffs will be Valwood and hopefully our Lowndes Vikings after tonight's football game.
Yeah, you're right, Bill, with the loss of Valdosta State and Valdosta last night. This team right here in Valwood are the only two teams that are still playing football in Lowndes County, so we need to have a good, strong showing tonight. And it looks like from what I can tell up here, and Marty could get into it a little more, everybody looks pumped up. They don't look flat. They're jumping around. They're ready for this game. You know, they're not loafing. Everybody's running crisp, blocking assignments, crisp routes during warm-up. You know, I'm hoping that we can come out and play well defensively against this team because, like I said earlier, we've got to keep their offense off the field because I think we're gonna get some turnovers. You know, and I think their defense to give up 50 points might be some exposed weaknesses.
Hey, exactly, Marty. You talked to some of the players here before the game while they're down there warming up. How's the attitude seem?
Guys, the attitude is very businesslike down here. They're not tight, but they're very focused. And you're right. I watched them run some routes. I watched them line up and do some drills and things. And they're very, very crisp, very sharp. I'm quite impressed with it. I really like what I see. I talked with some of the coaches, and of course we can talk to Coach Mack here shortly. But they did come up fairly early. Took their time getting up here. They did come out and do a little bit of a walkthrough and. I think they're definitely ready to play. It's quite exciting. You know, our crowd's starting to fill in the other side, and I think that, of course, they will get a little bit more excited as we get closer to game time. But right now it's very business-like approach, and they look very focused and ready to go.
Yeah, and today was really a tough card for a lot of people. It's a long distance from Lowndes here to Clarkston. It's a pretty straight shot. But it is a long way to go, and we were competing with Valdosta State playing at 2 o'clock at home against North Alabama, competing with the University of Georgia playing in Athens against the Auburn Tigers, and Florida State University playing in Tallahassee against Miami. I mean, there was just so many different things going on this particular Saturday that to look across and see a really good Lowndes crowd already here, probably a good 30 minutes before kickoff, and they're already starting to fill the stands. The band has filed in. We passed the band on the way up and got in between a couple of the buses. Kind of rode along for a little while, but great to see the band here and all the fans. But a lot of competition for this particular game here tonight from a lot of college ranks, and we want to say we're sorry to hear that, you know, of course, that Valdosta State has lost to North Alabama in a very hard-fought football game. I got to give Georgia a plug for my friend Marty. Georgia looks like they are well in control. I'm not sure about the final score, if it's final yet or where we are. Florida State is leading Miami right now with about 5 minutes left, so maybe some good things from our college teams.
Guys, I heard Georgia won 45-7. So how about them Dogs?
There we go. How about them Dogs? And some local folks, Malcolm Mitchell had a good day for the University of Georgia. Greg Reed for Florida State took a punt back for a touchdown. So a lot of good things coming out of Lowndes County this weekend at the college level. And want to remind all our listeners as well, if you want to keep up with our Lounge High Vikings and what they're doing in college as far as football is concerned, you can go to www.thevikingvoice.com. Go to the Vikings in College page, and we've got all their updates throughout the year. Let you know where they're playing, because we've got them playing from all over. As far away as Emporia, Kansas, we've got Riyadh Moore playing out there. And we've got some guys playing down in South Florida, throughout the state of Florida, Alabama, in the state of Georgia. Just a lot of things going on. Be sure and keep up with our former Lounge High Vikings at the college level at www.thevikingvoice.com. I know Coach McPherson's still not quite ready to come out with give us an interview. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff, we should have Coach McPherson and get his thoughts about tonight's game. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to Lounge High Football right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle down on the field is Marty Rogers. And not quite made his way all the way up these steps to the booth is Wes James. Actually, I think he is. He's just searching for some food. If you know our group, we're always looking for food. Want to thank all of our sponsors throughout the year. That a couple of them even give us some free lunch every once in a while, and we certainly appreciate that. Want to remind you, every Tuesday night during the season and right here through the playoffs, at Austin's Cattle Company, it's the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you by many, many fine sponsors. Want to thank so many of them. Be sure and go by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. Be sure we've got all those sponsors and their links to their businesses right there on that page, as well as having some information about them. Be sure and stop by some of those folks and tell them that you certainly appreciate them bringing you Lounge High football on Tuesday night in the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That thing kicks off about 6:45 every Tuesday night. Now, we'll be on this Tuesday night, regardless of what happens in this ball game, to wrap up this game and hopefully get you ready for the next opponent. So we do that every Tuesday night live from Austin's Cattle Company at 6:45. If you can't be there live, be sure and join us right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And I look down on the field now. Marty's going to try and catch Coach McPherson, get a few words with him. Let's see, where are you at, Marty?
With Coach Mack. Coach Mack, obviously it was 2 weeks ago the last time we talked. Your team coming off a big win. Coach, tell us, how did you utilize the off week to get ready for tonight?
Well, our off week was spent, you know, like always, fundamentals. Not a whole lot of contact this time. I didn't feel like we needed it. Had a good week.
Coach, obviously tonight you're taking on a team that's got a lot of great athletes, great talent. What do you think you have to do defensively to stop this rushing attack of Stevenson tonight?
Now, we're going to have to get off blocks, and we're going to have to tackle. You know, we're going to have to do a good job tackling. They got a great, you know, offensive football team, and we got to fly around.
Coach, offensively, last time we played, Lance Darrell threw for a career high 21 passes, completed 13 or 14. But we also ran the ball very well those last few games. What is the game plan going in tonight? What do we look to do offensively to try to move the ball against this great Stevenson defense?
You know, we're going to, first of all, we're going to have to block them. We're going to have to see what they're, you know, giving us and take advantage of it. And when it comes time to throw the ball, we're going to make plays.
Coach, it's a new season. We're on the road. You got a great fan base up here following us tonight. What's the mood of the team tonight? And you know, are they ready to play?
Oh, absolutely. They're excited, and I mean, they know what's at stake.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Marty, and thank you, Coach McPherson, for those words. One of the other things that we didn't really talk about, we talked about our Lounge High band already in the stands, but the Stevenson High band, a very, very good band. Looking forward to their show tonight. We don't really get to talk a lot about the bands. We're a little spoiled in with our Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen and the quality of music that they put on the field and the show that they put on the field. It's a great time every Friday night, whether you're at Martin Stadium or on the road. If you've been to see the games live, you know how good a band our Georgia Bridgemen are. But Stevenson is one of those bands that can compare, and they don't march as many, but a great show. So we're looking forward to that at halftime as well. What you got, Taylor?
Time for some impact players?
Yes, it is. Time for some impact players.
We will. I think we'll start on the defensive side for Stevenson tonight. Defensively, I'm going to have to go with their leading tackler, number 22, Raphael Kirby. 102 tackles, 21 tackles for loss, and one INT on the year. You know, somebody like this can mess up a good drive, and I think we're going to have to be very aware where he is on the field at all times tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think one of the other impact players, he leads DeKalb County in interceptions, and that's Kyle Fleetwood, number 12. We'll keep an eye on him tonight. He leads DeKalb County, and that's when you talk about DeKalb County High Schools, we're not talking about just 5A. We're talking about Southwest DeKalb, Tucker, all of those schools in DeKalb County. He leads the area in DeKalb County with 7 interceptions on the season. Great football player. As we look down on the field, I know Marty's got a couple that he's going to keep an eye on as well.
As defensively, obviously, I think you got to focus in on Stevenson's defensive line. You know, they're led by Jafar Mann and Jarante Jones. Mann is committed to Florida. Jones is committed to Virginia Tech. But their defensive line is huge. You watch them in warm-ups, and they are enormous. But they're also very fast, very athletic. And it's gonna be a challenge for our offensive line tonight to be able to come out and try to control the line of scrimmage. You know, and the one thing about it is, you know, our line doesn't have to blow them off the ball. We don't have to just drive them down the field. If we can just create some lanes for Nick Bergman and Michael Moore to get into space, I think we can have a good night.
Speaking of Nick Bergman and Mike Moore, we'll jump over to the offensive side of the ball for Lowndes High School tonight. My impact player for tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings is going to be a combination of Nick Bergman and Mike Moore. Who can step up and really get that 100-yard-plus game? Because we're going to need it. That's going to allow us to open up, maybe pass a little bit against this team, and really keep our offense on the field and theirs off.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that's going to come down to that offensive line, too. I think Jared Davis, I mean, and I'm going to say the whole offensive line is my impact group, but it's Jared Davis. A lot has to do with that senior and that young man and how he leads on this football team. He is the guy, I mean, he's not the greatest athlete on the field, but he is their leader. He is the guy that is the senior, that left tackle, that guy that the center is going to look to, that the tight ends are going to look to, the person that Lance Gerald is going to need to rely on to give him some blocking time when he does need to go back and pass. So my impact player along with that whole offensive line is going to be Jared Davis. How about you, Marty?
Well, guys, offensively, you know, I think you pretty much covered it. If we can get 100-yard back running behind the offensive line led by Jared Davis, who you're right, he is the leader not only on the field but even on the sidelines. Jared's over there, you know, kind of coaching them and encouraging them, and he's definitely a leader. But if y'all kind of covered it, but I think in a close game like this, in a big game, we always look to special teams, and we always look to one or two plays here and there. And I think tonight, kicking for us is going to be Nick Hart. He's a freshman. He's been handling the kickoff duties, but he is stepping up, and he will be handling the field goal duties tonight as well. And I think that really can make a difference in tonight's ball game. A field goal or two here or there, some good placements on the kickoff can really make a difference. Don't know who's going to be handling the punting duties tonight. Hopefully we won't have to, but I think special teams and especially Nick Hart and the kicking game could be very important tonight.
Thank you, Marty. And we now welcome back into the booth the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. Who you got there for you, Forrest West?
Well, I was going. One of my impact things of the game was going to be the kicking game, and Marty's kind of stole my thunder a little bit watching Stevenson's kicker warm up. You know, he's kicked some 30, some 35. Doesn't have a lot of great distance all the way out there.
Yeah, were you not in the meeting just a minute ago?
No, I wasn't in the meeting.
Who's your impact player on Lowndes offense?
Lowndes offense, my impact player has been and will continue to be until our playoff run is done, number 12, Lance Gerald.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Lance is going to see probably the most set of gifted athletes we have seen all year long, bar none. Colquitt was strong, but they're not going to be nowhere near as strong as Stevenson as far as the athletes they've got. He has got to be able to stay into the pocket, let those offensive linemen protect him so that he can make those passes. He's got to make quick reads on where that ball is going, carry out those fakes, and a lot of tonight's ball game is going to rest on our senior quarterback's shoulders as it has all year long. My impact player of tonight, Lance Gerald.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Wes, on that. All right, moving over to the defensive side of the ball for your Lowndes High Vikings. Defensively, my impact player, quote-unquote players, for tonight's game are going to be our defensive end. We all know this wing T. We've run against it. We've practiced against it. We've played it. We're going to have to be able to control the perimeter, not let these fast athletes get outside where they can get big yards. We need to move them back in to where they're, our bigger, stronger athletes are that can make the tackles.
Yeah, we and I think really our defensive – we're on our defense, right?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to – we're all answering text and we're checking scores and so many different things. We apologize. But, yeah, I think it's going to come down to James Mathis. James Mathis on that defensive line, he is just a beast. And we talk about it week in and week out. This is a guy that most teams have to double team in order to keep him out of their backfield and off their quarterback. This is a team, as they face that offensive line for Stevenson, you're going to find out, is he going to be able to stand up maybe one-on-one and get an opportunity to get in the backfield? But I think he's going to make an impact. Not only will he hopefully get into the backfield, but maybe by occupying two offensive linemen, be able to help the other rest of that defensive line be able to make a great impact.
Guys, I think both of you make great points, but I obviously think that tonight, you know, it's going to fall on the shoulders of Trey Jackson and our Super 11, Josh Clemens. They both have to have big games tonight. I watched a little bit of film on Stevenson. They do a lot of pulling out of the wing tee, and our linebackers are going to have to recognize that. They're going to have to decide which way the ball is going, because they do a lot of that misdirection and the pulling of the guards and trying to get guys outside. So linebackers are definitely going to have to be able to read that. They're going to have to be able to come up and make plays and try to keep this high-powered Stevenson offense from scoring a lot of points. And, you know, if they can, it'll be a long night for them. So I really think Josh Clemens and Trey Jackson both have to have big games for us tonight.
And, Marty, I agree with you, but I also think my impact player of the game on the defensive side for our Vikings is going to be number two, Tyquan Lane. Lane, from that safety position, has got to make the reads. They don't throw the ball a whole lot, but when they do, they're successful at it. He's got to be able to watch that, not let anybody get behind him, but yet he's got to be strong enough to keep playing that run to help out with those great running backs that Stevenson has.
You're absolutely right. I think, another major key to this game, and when we talk about impact players, this is a little different. This is going to be impact coaching. You come up here and you play a team like this that you don't play every year. You play a wing tee that everybody knows we run the wing tee, but they do run it a little differently. There's a lot of pulling. It's going to be a lot of the coaching. What do we do? Do we bring Tyquan Lang up in the box? Do we get him involved more in the run? You know, what do we do to try to slow down the Stevenson offense? Do we do something different than we normally do? Do you see us throw a little wrinkle in there? And I think that is obviously one of the keys of the game, is what do we do defensively to try to slow down this offense of Stevenson?
Absolutely, Marty. I agree with you on that. Moving over to the Jaguars' side of the ball on offensively, I've got to go with their offensive line. We've mentioned it several times. They're going to be big, they're going to be strong, and they're going to be a little quick. We're going to have to be able to contain them up front, get pressure upfield from the defensive line. I'm sorry. We're going to have to – the impact player offensively for them is going to be their offensive line, and we're going to have to disrupt that if we're going to be successful tonight.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with their quarterback. It's Justin Holman, number 10. He doesn't pass the ball a lot. He's 23 of 63 for 483 yards, 5 touchdowns, and an interception on the year in the air. On the ground, he can run the ball a little bit. But one of the things that a good quarterback does in a wing tee offense is manage the game, take care of the ball. And obviously, he's done a phenomenal job with that so far this year. That will be my impact player for the Stevenson High Jaguars on offense. Their quarterback, number 10, Justin Holman.
Guys, I think that y'all both, you know, made good points again. However, you know, we talked about Mike Davis being the leading rusher. Obviously, he's important. But I look at T.J. Moon. Going into last week, he had 94 carries for 591 yards. He is their fullback. He is the one who sets the offensive tone. And he is the one that, if Mike Davis is hurt, is really going to have to step up tonight.
I'll give you my impact players when we come back after this. It's time now for the national anthem. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Hallford Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, about 8.5 minutes away from kickoff here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. Fellas, my super impact players of the game are not players. My super impact players are the officials for tonight's ball game out of Northeast Georgia. What happens now as far as the high school playoffs go is each association is tasked with putting together the crew that they would like to see go to the Dome. This is Northeast Georgia's selection. If they get a Dome game, for this crew to go to the Dome, consider their number one crew or the number one officials at their position. Now, the referee, we don't use their names, but the referee is also an ACC baseball umpire. Now, that doesn't mean he can officiate football, but it does mean he knows how to control a game, and that's going to be one of the key aspects of this whole game, is how well they control the emotions of both of all players on both sides of the ball, what they let them do, how physical they let them get, and how close they call the ticky-tack plays, which we know can happen.
Thank you. What's your name again? Wes. There we go. Thank you, Wes. Want to remind you all that you're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We've been giving Wes about the first 30 minutes off, and I just forgot who he was for a minute.
Yeah, we'll find out when I start signing paychecks.
There we go. This has been the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I look out on the field, and the Stevenson Band has formed this tunnel for their team to run out into. Good crowd from Lowndes here tonight as we look across the way. We are on the home side, high above Halford Stadium here in Clarkston, Georgia, as the Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on the Stevenson Jaguars, the Region 2, number 2 team in the playoffs here so far this year. We talked about what a great, great first weekend that we had in 5A classification. Couple of upsets, a couple of teams that went out and did exactly what we expected them to do and to win a great football game. I know that Taylor's checking out now, trying to find out who our captains are for the Lowndes High Vikings as they are coming out. As we said earlier, we are really, really high above this stadium, and it's going to be quite difficult to pick up some of the numbers sometimes.
Ellis Lyles is one of them, Bill.
And we'll also talk about the numbers on the Jaguar jerseys are also going to be very difficult to see. All right, do you have our captains for the Vikings, Wes?
They're Ellis Lyles, number 72. Number 46 is Matt Frazier. Number 24 at captain tonight, Kevin Edwards. And number 84, that would be Nick Hammack as our other captain.
And we'll get you the captains for the Stevenson Jaguars here in just a moment. As I said, they wear a black jersey, black pants, and their numbers are a very, very dark blue, and they're a big, fat-looking number, so they're going to be a little difficult to see unless we're really looking right on top of them. So it's going to be a little bit difficult to pick up those numbers as Taylor's got his binoculars out trying to pick up those numbers.
Right now they're standing at an angle about 5 minutes. Both teams standing on the respective end zones. The officials look across at each other. Now they're walking down the sideline. And Marty, as always, will accompany the officials out on the field for the coin toss. Probably won't know who the captains are till they get down here to the 50 and turn their backs to us.
Yeah, these uniforms are a spotter's dream, guys. You can't see anything.
And as we said, Marty will go out on the field with the officials, get the coin toss for us. And as soon as that coin toss is over, we'll take our final two-minute break and bring you all of the action live for the first round of the GHSA 5A classification playoff game between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Stevenson High Jaguars.
Okay, Kyle Fleetwood is one captain. And number 20, that is T.J. Moon is the other captain. Number 35, Deron Herring. And number 56 is John Trey Jones.
So there are your captains for the Stevenson High Jaguars. And just waiting on the officials. And now we see them as they come out to midfield. And as always, a lot of times the officials like to take a few minutes, introduce the players, and go over some basic ground rules before they like to be put onto the air. So Marty will be patient up here, and as soon as Marty knows that it's okay to do that, he'll go ahead and get the microphone in the face of the white hat official here. Stevenson Band continues to play throughout the coin toss here.
Their players huddled up in the end zone. Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Don't know if you can hear our band from clear across here. It's kind of a faint pickup for us as well. This stadium, this field, a artificial turf, but it is surrounded by a track. Again, very much like McConnell Talbert, so it's a long way away. It's great for the players. They have a lot of room. They can move around, and it's not going to be very crowded. I know Marty will appreciate that.
I'm going to allow you to call a coin toss. I'm going to flip the coin. If I drop it, I'll flip it again. But prior to me flipping the coin, I'm going to ask you, do you want heads or tails? You want heads or tails? Tails to call. Say it loud enough so he can hear you. Tails to call. It is tails. It is tails. Okay, White, you have one to toss. You have the option to kick, receive, defer the second half. What do you prefer?
Defer.
You want to defer. All right, White, defer. Okay. Okay. All right. All right, which way you want to kick? We'll kick that way. Black over here.
All right, guys, we won the toss. We elected to defer. Obviously, Stevenson took the ball, and we are going to start.
All righty, Marty, thank you. We'll be right back with the kickoff. After this, you have been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back with your kickoff this first round play.